Rachel Van Slyke rode her bicycle to Tampa from Gainesville to perform at the SwiftBud Bike Bash this year. SwiftBud is a Tampa Bay coalition of 8 bike stores and a legal team that are dedicated towards creating a more bike-friendly community. Nika Sturley with SwiftBud discusses some of her dreams for community transportation transformation.
I'm Nika Sturley, and I'm working with Ana Vasquez on a greenway project through the urban core of downtown Tampa. And what we're trying to do is connect the surrounding neighborhoods to the Central Business District and dedicated to biking, walking, skateboarding, a no-car zone. So we also want it to become a multimodal, so perhaps one day this can connect to light rail stops, and so maybe you could go from bike and ride or walk and ride to the train station downtown, or, you know, just leave your car at home for a day. So maybe one day we'll get to see this vision happen.
The event was hosted by Cure on Wheels, an organization which raises money to help individuals and families in the Tampa Bay area cope with the diagnosis of cancer through an annual bike-a-thon that travels just north of Tampa. They were one of many organizations that are using bicycling as a means to get people active not only on their bikes, but also in more meaningful ways. Metropolitan Charities, an HIV service organization, is having a smart ride January 8th to 9th that will traverse 165 miles from Miami to Key West. Lynn Mullen talks about how they will be using biking as a vehicle for change.
From Miami to Key West, January 8th and 9th, and every penny raised through the ride will support HIV/AIDS service organizations in the state of Florida, including Metropolitan Charities. And it goes to direct client services. We have clients in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties, and every penny raised through the ride will go to help out those folks.
Kimberly Cooper works with an organization that encourages people to switch off their engines called Donating Gas Money to Charity.
You bicycle, ride the mass transit bus, or be a pedestrian as often as possible during the month of November and or December, your choice. At the end of each month's participation, you estimate how much money you saved on gas. And then, according to your ability, you donate all or a part of that money to the charity of your choice. Because it got a lot of people thinking about it and showing how beneficial people who ride their bikes or use mass transit or pedestrians are, it shows how beneficial these people are to society for another thing, besides helping out your charity.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp received a Swift Buddy Award for his commitment to supporting bicycle infrastructure.
I just want to briefly say I'm honored, obviously, to have this Swift Buddy Award. And I want you to know, as Linda Salsina said, that Hillsborough County in Tampa is going to partner with Pinellas and St. Pete to make sure that we've got the most friendly, welcoming community for bicyclists and cyclists in the nation. Thank you very much.
Alan Snell is in charge of SwiftBud and organized Sunday's event. He talks about the main goals of SwiftBud and how they relate to community action.
Well, to me, this is the best day of the year for me because I get to see all kinds of bicyclists coming together. I represent 8 bicycle stores and 2 lawyers, and my job is to get people on bicycles and get our local governments to get excited about bicycling and eventually integrating policy into reality. That means more bike lanes, more bike trails. We need more bicycle resources to accommodate the wide variety of bicyclists that range from road bicycling, off-road bicycling, urban commuting to work. And we need more resources here in the Tampa Bay, and we need more politicians who are willing to step up and get the infrastructure pie that we need.
Snell discusses the benefits of bike-friendly policy.
Number one, you get cars off the road. It's extremely expensive to widen highways, build roads. Also, you don't have to worry about parking. You can reduce parking garages. Bicycling is an amazing, efficient way of getting around. It's a great way, personally, to stay in shape. And I find that even it's mentally and emotionally therapeutic to bike. So to me, cycling hits every level you can think of. It gets cars off the road, lowers pollution, makes you more healthy, and just basically makes cities a better place to live in.
Snell explains why SwiftBud is important for the biking community.
Bike stores all want to make money off selling bicycles. We all want to do well, but we also the interesting thing about bicycles is that we use public resources to use our bicycles. We need roads. We need off-road trails. That's the way bicyclists use their instrument, if you will. And we need the bicycle stores to come together and fight, because people will only buy their product if they feel safe that they could use the product.
You can find out more information about SwiftBud at swfbud.blogspot.com, and you can also check out bicyclebash.com to find out ways how to make your community better for biking. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.